I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again.
It was a bilious piece of dirt that made me cry out in pain.
Did you say it was a brilliant piece of work and you'll fly me out to Spain?
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it!
Friday Movies and our expert on bilious pieces of dirt and everything else that Hollywood produces for us, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Hey, Rafer.
Hi,
greetings,
John.
From Boston.
Yeah, how is it out there?
It's lovely. It's absolutely lovely. We got some. We got three movies to get to today. Miracles from Heaven seems to me like almost a Christian movie of just incredible sentimentality. Let's hear a clip.
This is an acid reflux. Her throat's raw because she's been throwing up for weeks.
Well, Mom, I'm the doctor, and that's my diagnosis. So if you'll excuse me, I have the patients I need to see.
Excuse me, this is not acid reflux. She's not lactose intolerant. There's something wrong with our little girl.
Mrs. Beam, you need to calm
down.
No,
you calm down.
Jennifer Garner, who is in Dallas, the movie about AIDS with McConaughey,
right,
is the star here. What's the premise, and how do you like this?
Well, you can hear the faith versus science conflict right there in that little bit that you played. She plays Christy Beam. She's the mother of a little girl who's got a severe, life-threatening internal, like an intestinal disorder. That little girl eventually has kind of a freak accident, sees God, wakes up, and is miraculously cured. We've kind of seen this before with Heaven is for Real, a movie from a year or two ago with Greg Kinnear. This one, I would say, is a little bit better, I think, because it sort of takes you into this family struggling with this little girl's illness, which is very heartbreaking. And you really feel for this family. You feel for Jennifer Garner. And I think the message, the sort of miraculous part of it, is tamped down a little bit. It's saved for the end so you don't get too much bludgeoning over the head with this kind of stuff as you do in a lot of faith-based movies. So I would say it's better than most, for sure.
And you like Garner?
I mean, you know, it's the mom with a sick child is, you know, it's the perfect role for Jennifer Garner. I mean, those eyes, you know, she's great. And I would say that her acting chops, I think, kind of lift this film and really help it quite a bit.
Our number two movie is the number three installment of the Divergent series called Allegiant. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Here's a clip.
Sometimes when I look past the wall, I think that I can see something out there. Do you?
No, I don't.
Maybe you need to look harder.
I am looking. I'm just not seeing what you're seeing.
When it's right in front of your face, you will.
So we're really gonna do this?
Yeah.
You like?
Well, I've never been a huge fan of the Divergent series. This has always been kind of the runner-up, I think, to The Hunger Games and even The Maze Runner in my book. And I think the wheels are really coming off of this franchise in this installment. This is one of those finales. It's been split into two. This is the first of the two parts. And I found it just impossible to follow, very, very complicated. It felt like coming in on the 6,000th episode of Young and the Restless and trying to keep track of what's going on. And I've seen all the films. So I thought this was actually the worst of the bunch, and I am not looking forward to the finale, I got to tell you.
Tell me about this movie, Bronze. I've heard nothing about it.
Yeah, this is kind of an under-the-radar entry. It's from Melissa Rauch, who is the star of The Big Bang Theory. She wrote it with her husband, and she plays Hope Ann Gregory. She was a bronze gold medalist in women's gymnastics, kind of a Carrie Strug figure. She did this heroic achievement to win the bronze, comes home and is basically resting on her laurels, but gets a chance to coach a newcomer. And it's a very small-scale, modest film. It doesn't work perfectly, but it has a good heart, and it's very cute and very sweet, and it's got a lot of really good people in the cast. Gary Cole plays her father, who's great. And even though it's a little bit overly crude, the language is a little bit rough, as I think some of these comedies have to be these days, there's something underneath it that I liked about it. I liked the effort that it was putting out.
Breaking Away meets Gymnastics?
I wouldn't go that far, but close. It's trying.
Rafer Guzman, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, John.
Rafer Guzman is a film critic for Newsday. It's Friday Movies. You have a good weekend, too.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.